Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, we did send T.J. Gimble, our attorney over there. He may be our attorney someday, our intern over there, to sort of give us the lay of the land. T.J., welcome to the sounds of Chicago.
Thank you, John. Good morning.
This is the second time I've sort of gone to somebody in Chicago to talk about something going on in Chicago, and the sound you hear in the background is a siren. That sounded like a fire truck, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
All right. So where are you, T.J.?
So I am just outside the main entrance at Michigan Avenue and Ida B. Wells.
Yeah.
And so far, there are a couple people lining up, but as you said, Dean Richards was on with Bob Surratt this morning. You definitely probably would expect more people.
Yeah. And then so the gates are up, and I guess it's too soon to see what the how smoothly the lines are going to move. Nobody's moving through the line yet, but I'm just kind of wondering how the vaccine check and all of that is going to go, you know?
Yeah, so I've been down here for about 15 to 20 minutes, and there you can obviously see in where the there are signs that say health screening. And I actually asked a couple of people who are waiting in line about what they are doing with their vaccination cards, and some are carrying them in their pockets. I've seen other people with them having their lanyards around their necks. So, but yeah, they definitely seem like they will be checking.
Yeah, lanyards around the neck, because you could check in, at least in years past, a day early. Is that what you're saying? Some of them have already got their COVID test checked, and they'll be able to just walk right in, something like that?
I think just to make it easier on themselves, so they don't lose their vaccination cards.
Yeah, and then I guess you will get a wristband once you go in, and then you're good for the 4 days. So just some folks hanging out there now. Pretty massive, though, isn't it? The staging, the fencing, all of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
In years past, I've seen people hop the fence. Does it look pretty hoppable? Have they done anything to make it more difficult to do?
The fences are pretty high. They do say that if you jump the fence, they will prosecute, so I would not recommend.
I'll talk to you in a little bit then, TJ. Just hang out there, have a soda pop or whatever, and we'll visit with you in a little while, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, John.
Hey, TJ, where are you right now? You're on the air.
I've actually moved locations from when I first spoke to you about an hour ago at the main entrance, and I have moved to the north entrance at Columbus and Monroe. And I actually have a front row seat at the health check where they are looking at vaccination cards or if you have shown a negative COVID test. And things seem to be going pretty smoothly over the last 15 minutes that I've been observing.
So the gates are officially open now. What's the crowd like? Are people streaming in?
Yes, it's gotten much busier since we talked. And it seems everyone's excited. I actually, over the last hour, talked to a couple of people and asked them if they were nervous about getting, you know, back into Lala and big crowds. And the overwhelming response was that people aren't nervous. I also have to mention that along with that, the majority of people that I talked to were vaccinated.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. So probably not many people wearing masks then?
Yes, very, very few wearing masks. I'm trying to tell whether people are showing vaccination cards or negative COVID tests. I'm assuming the big pieces of paper are more of negative tests. And it seems roughly 50-50, but yeah, not very many masks.
If you have been vaccinated, you don't have to wear a mask. If you have a negative test, they do ask you to wear a mask. So I guess half of the crowd should be wearing masks, at least when they get in. And they are going in now, right? And so I guess just like Lala any year, right, you have to show your wristband to get in, so they are showing this document, and then they're getting in, right?
Yes, correct. So they'll show their wristband, and then the next step will be they are getting checked to see if they have the proper materials or identification so that they show they're vaccinated or have proof that they have negative tests. And then from there, they'll check their bags, and once they're in, they are good to go.
Eyeball the age for me. What are you looking at? What would you say the average age is walking in right now?
I would say the average age is probably young 20s, 20, 23, 24, 25-ish.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So a lot of young kids. But I can say when I made the walk from the front entrance over to the north entrance, I walked past the Art Institute, looked up at the Lions. They had a great big grin on their face. So the Lions seem like they're happy to have Lala back, and everyone else seems like they're happy to have Lala back.
You do know the Lions were smiling the day before as well, right? It wasn't just now that they started to smile.
I think it might have been just a little bigger, John.
DJ Gimbel. All right. Hey, hang out there a little bit longer. I'm on till noon. If there's anything else, just call me back, okay?
Sounds good, John. Thank you.
There he goes. TJ Gimbel from our radio station, he's the intern right now, is over there. Hey, TJ, what's going on?
Hi, John. So I'm standing at the North Gate at Columbus and Monroe, and I just witnessed two girls were standing on the side, looked like they were having trouble with their vaccination cards, and I asked them, and they said they did forget theirs. They weren't sure what to do at the time. A little while after, I did talk to one of the security guards, and I asked them what steps you would take if that were the case, and if you could have a picture on your phone of a negative result of your card. And she said, you could have that. So that is an alternative, it seems, if you forget or do not have your vaccine card on you.
So they came all the way over there. They don't have the vax card. Now they got to go back home and get it if they don't have it on their phone, huh?
Yes, unless someone were at home were to send them a picture, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Boy, hey, Mom, would you do me a favor? Wow. Interesting reporting. Yeah.
Yes, there also are, as I was walking down the street earlier today, I did notice that there was a woman holding up a sign that says free rapid testing if you hadn't gotten tested, because obviously you need it within the last 72 hours. So I guess that could be another alternative.
Okay, TJ, thanks for your help today.
Thank you, John.